Breakfast with Richard King.
Plenty of footy on the radio for the next few days. The first Women's State of Origin game, you'll be able to hear all the action of that game from 7 o'clock tonight right here. Jimmy Smith and Mary Constantopoulos will be calling that game. Go the Blues. And now, ladies and gentlemen, with his thoughts on that particular game and all of the games for Magic Round. He's our wild thing, Mark Spud Carroll, one of our NRL Nation commentators. He's on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard. Looking at my tips, I think I've given you enough head start. Now it's time to play.
Okay, you're going to make a big comeback. All right, now.
Me too. I'm hopeless.
Now. Right out. We're kicking off tonight, as I just mentioned, Jimmy Smith calling the game with Mary Constantopoulos, the first of the women's, and we have a three-peat this year for the first time for the women. You're going for the mighty Blues tonight up at Suncorp?
Oh, mate, I'd go for the Blues even flipping a coin, but it's good to see we've got three games. Now they had two last year or a couple of years before, so it's highly deserved, and I can't wait to see what they can do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, looking forward to that one. Okay, we're going for the mighty Blues. The first in Magic Round, the 6 o'clock game tomorrow night, we're covering that, all the action with Joel Cain, Scotty Sattler and Matt Rogers here from 6 o'clock. It should be a good one, this one, because the Green Machine, we're talking about the Raiders-Bulldogs game, they had the bye last week. They welcomed back Jordan Rapana. Ricky Stewart, of course, has been signed to a new deal. They'd be pretty happy. And I think Cameron Serraldo would be pretty happy about the Bulldogs' performance. They pushed the Premiers all the way last week. Who do you like, Raiders or the Bulldogs?
Yeah, the Bulldogs, they have improved this year, but the game goes for 80 minutes, not 45. Regards Raiders, fresh signing of Ricky Stewart, hard to beat Raiders.
Yep, I'm going the Raiders. I'm with you on that one. Okay, the late game tomorrow night, your old team Manly take on the Broncos. This is a big test for the Seagulls, having lost their last two games, and now without Tommy Turbo for 7 weeks due to a hamstring injury. There's been a lot of hamstring injuries this season, Mark.
Yes. Yeah, well, I've actually mentioned a couple of times this week. As I said, I've got a riding spot on a place called The Nightly. For any of our listeners, it's a free app, The Nightly, and I spoke about injuries. When I was coming through in the Chief era, mate, we never did squats, never did deadlifts. All we did was bench press, arm curls, push-ups. And now they seem to be just lifting cars, and they seem to be doing the hamstrings. So I think I'm onto something.
Yeah, I think you are onto something. There have been a lot of them, and it's not as if, you know, you can repair a hamstring in a couple of days. It takes a long time, yeah. All right, who do you like, Manly or the Broncos tomorrow?
I've got to go to Broncos at home.
Oh, well, I've got...
Coming back. I know you're going to... Please put me on Manly.
No, I've gone Manly. Yeah, I'm going Manly. Righto. Okay. The Titans take on the Knights. I think all the news here about David Fifita doing his backflip. What do you think about that one?
A bit of loyalty. Finally, it hits the streets of Sydney, Newcastle and Melbourne and Brisbane, everywhere. It's hit the streets. I just think deep down, after watching that interview with my mate Des Hasler, he knew he was playing.
Yeah, okay.
I had a feeling, and it came true.
All right. Okay, the Knights, we're 5-5. We've now won our last three games. And, well, as the coach said, it's good to win ugly every now and then, and the Knights have been able to do that lately. Who do you like, the Titans or the Knights?
I know you're going to get Newcastle on it and catch up. I'm going to go the Titans.
There you go, the Titans. All right, I'm going to go the Knights. The 5:30 game on Saturday, the Sharks and Roosters. This should be a ripper. Big boost for the ladder leaders. Nicho Hynes named to return after missing last week due to that some sort of a calf injury. He'll be out for a big one. And looking to maybe be included in the State of Origin team, and for the Chooks, Brandon Smith returning from injury. I reckon this is the hardest game of the round. I'm going the Sharkies, though.
I'm going to go the Roosters, I think, man. I just think they're on a roll. They have Origin around the corner. We'll go to Roosters.
You're going to Roosters, all right. The 7:45 game on Saturday, of course, all up at Suncorp with Magic Round. Rabbitohs taking on the Cowboys. Bunnies obviously desperate for a win after copping another hiding last week. Alex Johnson, Jacob Gaugai, both back from injury. North Queensland, obviously, they've lost their, I think, their last five matches. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go for the Rabbitohs.
I've got to join you there. I think they're due for a win, aren't they? So,
yeah.
Hopefully, they're saying the news of Wayne Bennett. He'll be going there, mate. Russell Crowe rings you, you come.
Actually, I spoke to the Prime Minister yesterday. He's pretty happy being a Rabbitohs tragic about the return of Wayne Bennett to the Bunnies. All righty. On Sunday, we got three games on Sunday. The first one's at 1:50. It's the Warriors and the Panthers, New Zealand. Another disappointing loss. I think they've lost the last four without a few. But Sean Johnson, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is out, and the Premier's a minus Cleary due to another hamstring injury. Warriors or Panthers? I'm going Panthers.
Well, I have to join you there. It's like a production line. Doesn't matter who's out. They just put someone in. They do their job. So we'll go to the Panthers.
Okay. The 4 o'clock game, the free-to-air game on Sunday. Melbourne take on Parramatta. What did you think of the Harry Grant sin binning last week?
Well, I'm going to say, when it happened, and then they ran down the field, and then he got sent to sin bin, I was waiting for some Benny Hill music to start. It was a joke. It was just, you can tell by his face, Richard, that he went, are you kidding? I know the referee's caught a blast, right? I said this last week. Get me in the bunker. I want to see what they're watching. I reckon they're watching cartoons.
Yeah. A lot of inconsistency. I mean, people have been suggesting that maybe the referee should front on Monday and explain their decisions rather than Graham Annesley.
Richard, they're not the ones making the decision. It's someone in his ear saying he needs to go to the bin.
Yeah, all right. Not in all cases. It's referees and whistleblowers on the field that are making, you know, a lot of inconsistencies, and people suggesting that rather than Graham Annesley fronting up, maybe individual referees should front up and explain their decisions. You think that's a stupid idea? Or?
Yep.
Okay.
I think it's stupid.
Okay. The final game in Magic Round. The Tigers take on the Dolphins. I'm going to go I'm going to go the Finns.
Yeah, I think Marshall versus the Apprentice. I think it's time for Benji Marshall to get those shorts low a little bit and a bit of a spanking from Wayne Bennett.
Yeah, all right. Oh, you didn't give us a call. Melbourne or Parramatta?
Melbourne.
Yeah,
Melbourne.
Okay, you're going Melbourne and you're going Tigers in the last game. I'm going the Dolphins. Mate, I could leap
first. No, I said Dolphins.
You said Dolphins. Okay.
Dolphins.
Okay. You sure you didn't change your mind then?
Dolphins.
Fins up. All right, Dolphins. Mate, good calling over the weekend. You got a bit of catching up to do in the tipping stakes, Mark.
Yeah, that's what I do, mate. I'm a greyhound, you're a rabbit.
Okay. All right, good luck, mate. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, mate. Bye-bye.
Mark Spud Carroll.